This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour, let me introduce you on the Good Day Health program to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is here as a matter of fact. He's here to go through your questions, comments, calls, and the news of the week from various sources, all kinds of studies aimed at helping you. Dr. Ken is a cardiologist and is very easily and acutely aware of what's going on in the treatment of heart disease, circulatory problems, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But he also takes great interest in knowing what's going on in the rest of the medical community. So he's here every week to go through what's in the medical journals. He's also here to take calls or questions more. We find it more to our, I don't know if liking is, but more useful if you send the questions along to me, so you can do it either on Twitter at Doug Steffen, or you can send it to me, email doug@dougsteffen.com. And by the way, you can listen every week to we have a way of putting a podcast together of the Good Day Health information. The people, both Dr. Jack Stockwell and Ken Kronhaus, are on and featured in the podcast Good Day Health. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Good Day Health to get all of the latest information. If you don't have a chance to listen to it in real time, we put various pieces together. So that's blogtalkradio.com/Good Day Health. All right, Ken, let's get to some of the information. Here's some. This is kind of cool, actually. And when you think about the fact that you're brought to us in part by the folks at Superbeats, who help get blood to your brain, that's one of the great things about Superbeats, is it gets blood all over our body. And it looks to me like this story from the frontiers in human neuroscience focuses on the brain, but another way of combating aging in the brain.
Exactly. Get your dancing shoes on, Doug. Your brain will thank you for it. Physical activity in later life, particularly dancing, can help to reverse the signs of brain aging. The hippocampus is the brain region associated with learning, memory, and emotion, and it's the region commonly affected by age-related brain changes. Well, congratulations to the dancers. They show significant increases in hippocampal volume, Doug.
Really? And dancing, I mean, isn't this just another form of exercise, though? Isn't all exercise pretty much the same when it comes to increasing the heart, strengthening the heart, getting a blood through the system to the brain and everywhere else?
Absolutely. For heart health, for brain health, exercising is my favorite medication. It's my favorite activity. But apparently, especially the dancing is especially good.
It is. You keep on. Are you a dancer? I'm trying to picture you as
I am a little bit.
A dancer.
A little bit. Yeah. I think the added bit with dancing is you have to be thinking. Some of it's reflex, but you know, you have to coordinate. It's a team effort, and you have to constantly be thinking if you're a good dancer.
I said to my pal, we ought to go swing dancing
that's
sometime.
That's a lot of fun.
And her response was, what? So, under the circumstances, that is great. All that stuff. Look at how, if you want to talk about these TV shows, there's a show on Fox about dancing, and the ABC show on dancing has been on for seemingly forever. That's really good exercise. You look at those people and how
really good
active they are. It's great exercise.
What did she mean by what?
I think she was suggesting that, A, I'm not that much of a dancer, and B, maybe A is enough, actually. All right. Moving along here into some other areas, this is something that it seems to me I'm having a hard time. Well, let me do another heart story first, and then let's get to the father discussion and, you know, where we are in terms of human reproduction. Skinny patients more likely to die after some heart treatments. This seems to be antithetical. Is that the right word?
Yes, it
when
is.
You talk about heavy people, those who are obese and, you know, fat, this doesn't seem to fit that groove.
This is the so-called obesity paradox, and it's seen sometimes in medicine. And this comes out of the European Society of Cardiology Congress in Barcelona, Spain this week. And we learned that skinny people are far more likely to die after heart catheterization than those who are overweight. Fortunately, dying after heart catheterization is not common, but it's even more common among skinny than overweight people.
Why?
This study tracked more than 1 million patients who underwent cardiac catheterization. One theory, Doug, to explain the results is that larger people have greater energy reserves to beat their illness, but a healthy weight helps in manages conditions like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and type 2 diabetes, which increase the risk of heart disease. So if you don't want to get heart disease, you don't want to be obese, if you want to survive the heart catheterization, you don't want to be tiny and skinny, but I guess the sweet spot's in the middle.
In the middle. Yeah, well, that's what they say about a lot of things. There's no middle class. There's not enough middle in the middle, if you know what I mean. All right, so that's kind of strange. All right, there's a look at gene therapy. This is related to stem cell research. What is this?
This is a game changer, Doug. This is probably the medical breakthrough of the year among the top few. And this comes out of an approval this week from the FDA. We are entering a new frontier, Doug, in medical innovation with the ability to reprogram a patient's own cells to attack a deadly cancer. The FDA is making the first gene therapy available in America, an immunotherapy treatment for acute lymphoblastic leukemia. The FDA approved this week Kymriah for certain pediatric and adult patients who are diagnosed with a form of acute lymphoblastic leukemia. Not to get too much in the weeds, but Kymriah is a genetically modified T-cell immunotherapy. Remember, the T-cells are part of the immune system which fight the cancer, with each dose customized using the patient's own T-cells. The altered T-cells include a new gene that directs the T-cells to kill leukemia cells. So with each therapy, this is individualized therapy. You're taking the patient's own T cells to change them to develop antibodies to go attack your own specific cancer. That's a wow.
So this is something that's very important for me because, as you know, I have a very close friend who has that. And so right now as we're talking, I'm going to send him the information, see if he knows about it. It's called Kymriah, K-Y-M-R-I-A-H.
Yes. K-Y-M-R-I-A-H is the brand name. I can't even begin to tell you the scientific name, Tisagen Lecalulusal.
Great. When was this approved? Just this last
week
or so?
Just this week.
Really? Okay. All right. In
August
a moment.
30th.
A discussion about the study require, well, I shouldn't use the term require, but the study regarding fathers and how old is too old, among other things. There's a study about the average age of fathers, and of course, it's moving up, as you could imagine. So what impact does that have on the gene pool, amongst other things? Dr. Ken Kronhaus with me, Doug Steffen, 15 past the hour. Program brought to you in part by the folks who make and distribute Superbeats. So I'm looking back again at all of the various heart stories this week, the story about coffee and caffeine and all that stuff, part of our information during the course of this hour. And I wonder why it is that people, although the information's important, why do you need caffeine if you have Super Beats?
Well, that's a good question.
You
definitely need nitric oxide, which is using Super Beats to get it. You can keep going without caffeine, but you can't keep going without nitric oxide. Nitric oxide, it's the third important gas in the body after oxygen and carbon dioxide. The discovery in 88 led to the Nobel Prize in 1998. And the challenge is your body needs to continuously make nitric oxide, so it needs the building blocks to produce it. And if you are deficient in the building blocks, you won't have enough nitric oxide. I recommend everyone get the test strips from Neogenis, put some saliva on it, check the color, see if you have adequate levels. They have two products. Their Neo 40 product helps get your tank level of nitric oxide adequate. And then they have a second product, Super Beats, which gives you a sudden boost of nitric oxide for that afternoon lag or before you work out. Doug will tell you how to get it.
All right. This is easy as pie, as they say. Easy as ABC. You call 800-655-4183. You get a free 30-day supply with your first order of Super Beats. Free shipping as well. Ask about the book that they have written, which explains all of this. Beat the Odds, How to Harness the Power of Beats to Radically Transform Your Health. And that's what it does, because it gets the blood, as Ken explained, opening up the arteries so the blood can get through to all of your muscles, to your brain, every part of your body. Everybody knows that they need to have a strong and good, healthy heart. Circulation is the benefactor of having a good pump, because it gets it around. And this stuff stimulates naturally how the pump can work efficiently by opening up your arteries. How's that for not having a medical degree, Ken? I think I got it figured out.
A+.
Yep. All right. So, get an A-plus for yourself. Call 800-655-4183 and order Super Beats. Make sure that you understand this is a performance-enhancing vegetable. Non-GMO beets transformed into a great-tasting circulatory superfood drink that so many athletes are using, so many people who need to perform at their best physically. 800-655-4183. Mention Dr. Ken, get free shipping. Order Super Beats now. Start with that free 1 month supply. 800-655-4183.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars would activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah, I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Make sure that you wait no longer to spend a few minutes. 15 minutes is enough. Save you 15% or more on car insurance. That's the way it works at Geico. Quick way, save the money, switch to Geico, go to geico.com, and in just 15 minutes or probably less, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. 21 after the hour, Good Day Health Time.
Did you
you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Doug Steffen.
You know, when I travel, you know, they on the TSA forms and on the airline forms, they ask you to tell what it is, what your, I don't figure what it's not a suffix or prefix, but what your handle is, Mr., Mrs., Doctor, whatever it is. I always put Doctor down. I find that it gets me better treatment on the plane for whatever the reason. They all come over. And I figure I'm practicing without a license. Yeah. When I told my daughter, Ken, after she'd gone to Oxford for 7 years to get a master's and a PhD, and when I wore a T-shirt the day of her graduation as to how much it had cost to go to Oxford, and then I said to her in a moment of glee, you know, I can go online for $198 and get a doctorate. Excuse me, I was the only one laughing, I think, at that point. I suppose there are some doctors, there are some wackadoodle quackadoodles who have gotten licenses that same way. I suppose it'd be a little harder because you have to actually pass some. What do you have to do? Can we spend a minute on this before we go back to the list? What do you have to do?
Excuse me, to get licensed,
you're in the state of Florida, but every state requires you to have a license. You have to take a test, or you have to show your diploma. What do you have to do in order to hang out a shingle?
To get a license, it varies from state to state. Surprisingly, there's no national license, and some states give reciprocity. If you get licensed in one state, you can practice in that state. But Florida is actually a state that doesn't give out reciprocity because a lot of people like to practice in their state forever and then retire and practice a little bit longer in Florida, and that doorway has been closed because obvious reasons. So actually getting reciprocity in Florida is not easy. It really doesn't exist. Some states, it's wide open. But in Florida, you have to graduate from a medical school, show a diploma from a medical school, and then there's national boards that you have to pass part one, two, and three, and then you have to do an internship also, and after all that schooling and three exams, you can apply for you have to apply, and then you have to basically have a pretty sound personal life and be a good citizen, blah blah blah, and and then you get your license.
All right. So, do you have to?
And you know, your father was. My father told me from the time I was 7 years old, you know, to just be, be a good citizen, because it will follow your whole life. And when I applied for my license, he was right. I was thanking him for telling me that since I was about seven.
Well, you must have had a good upbringing. Let's be honest. I know you very well. You and I are very good friends. We share a lot of stuff together. And I think you're truly a good man at heart. And people like you, interestingly enough, excuse me, you'd be a cardiologist, but having a good heart ought to be part of it. It's hard to register that on some kind of a Richter scale.
Well, I was lucky. I was brought up by a nurse mother who had the biggest heart imaginable, and by a father who, you know, my mother married the other side of the tracks, and I had a father who was street smart, and my mother was the most kind-hearted nurse you'd imagine. And so it was a good combination.
Yeah. Well, it serves you well. By the way, those of you who'd like to contact Ken at Lake Cardiology and see him personally in his clinic, the number there is 352-735-1400. I advise you, I urge you, because I do it every year, and I take my pal with me because I think we all deserve to have that time. We need to know what's going on in our body. Ken can help you, teach you, inform you. So if you want to see him for a superb round of checkup, 352-735-1400 at Ken's clinic, Lake Cardiology. 28 past the hour. Good day, health.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after three glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars, but when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 24th through September 4th. With colors like Picnic, Pressed Flower, and August Moon, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
With practical medical information, this is Good Day Health. Follow the blog every week. The podcast is at blogtalkradio.com/Good Day Health. I get the benefit of the information that Jack Stockwell and Ken Kronhaus have studied for your benefit. There is a continuing discussion going on about this report that came out this week, Ken, on what the appropriate age for a father ought to be and is, how things have changed from when I was a young adult, having children, getting married too soon, having children too young. Well, I don't know. That's the argument. I guess physically, it's best and healthiest for the mother and the father and the children to be born early on, because you have a healthier body, at least it would seem.
Correct.
That was the case. A lot of older men and women now, my daughter, through IV, had her son at 40. There are women, what was it?
She delivered at age 40?
Yeah, 40, almost 41. And so, you think about Janet Jackson, didn't she have, she had a baby, Kara, wasn't it, she was 54 or something?
Seems to me. I think she was 50. She just had 50. One earlier this year or last year.
Yeah. So, there's the age of the mother and the age of the father. So, what does this study prove, what do we need to know, those people who are contemplating fatherhood, what do they need to know from this study?
And you're right, it is somewhat like threading a needle. And this is from Human Reproduction Medical Journal this week, Doug. The age of new fathers has actually increased by 3.5 years since the early 1970s, and the number of first births for fathers older than 40 has more than doubled. Older fathers, they're more likely to have kids affected by certain health conditions, such as autism and schizophrenia, and they also tend to have fewer kids. However, older fathers, this is the other side, tend to have better jobs, more stability, and be more involved in their children's lives.
Really? Well, there's more time for it. I find myself, when I'm with my grandson, spending a lot of time, more time than I probably do with my children.
That's
in a concentrated way. Yeah. But what about the physical side of this, though, Ken? A man who is your age, my age, or a little bit younger, in terms of the reproductive value of his potential, shall we say, juices.
It's guys, unlike women, remain fertile long into their old age and towards the end of their age. And, you know, there have been 90-year-old men who have fathered children. But I'm not necessarily recommending that. I'm just talking about medical facts. But the quality of the sperm, they're less fertile, and there does seem to be a little bit more occurrence of illness. And I mentioned a few of them, schizophrenia, autism, and maybe even a few cancers, but not dramatically more. And it's totally possible to have a very healthy child in a 70-year-old man.
Yeah. So what about when the man gets older, though? I remember having this conversation with Ed McMahon, who, as you may remember, was really a very good friend in the last 8-10 years of his life.
Great guy.
One of his big conundrums, one of his big challenges, one of his big worries in life was that he was married 3 times. The third wife stayed with him until the end. And she was, I think she was easily 25 years younger than he was, if I remember correctly. They didn't have children together, but his second wife and he couldn't have children, and they adopted. And the girl went through a lot, and I'm hesitating to tell too much of the story, but she was kind
of
a mess.
Can you tell why they couldn't have children?
I don't know. I never asked him that, actually. I didn't ask that, but I know that his daughter was a source of concern for him through a time in his life when he ought not to have been worried. His children were all very close to him. His natural children, he had 2 daughters and a son, and his son worked for him. His daughters both had trauma in their lives, and they lived in different places, and they came to live with him while they were straightening out their lives with their children. Everybody moved in. The daughter getting a divorce, all her kids, all of her dogs, everybody moved in. And, he lamented that those children were born in his first marriage, and when he lived in New Jersey, he was working in New York, and they were fine. But the adopted daughter wasn't. And you just wonder. Adoption is a question as well. And then having children, if you're married to somebody who's much younger, what does that do for your equivalency as a parent? Do you have more responsibility because you have more time than a younger wife? I guess there are all kinds of things. I mean, you could spend an hour talking about
this. Not to get political, but our president has a situation like you just
described. Yeah, how much younger how much younger is she than him? He's my age. I know that. I think she's in her 50s, isn't she?
Oh, she's probably younger than that. How old is he?
He's 12, I think. Baron is 12.
Right, so she's probably in her 40s.
Now, I mean, under the circumstances, he seems to, when he's able, to be able to spend time, and you're right, it's not a political discussion, spend time with Baron. But as president, how much time is he going to have for any of his children under the circumstances? So maybe it's not a good example. But there are a lot of examples I've seen of men who are older who have younger children, and they seem to be A-OK. But when when asked that question by somebody that I was with 10 or 12 years ago, I did not want to have a child with her, and I didn't really want to have another child. I was happy with...
Well, two is a great number.
Yeah. And that, by the way, that's the other thing. I'm one of these people who believe, and I can get preachy about this, that it is damnably irresponsible to have more than two children. You can say, hey, what business is it of yours? Well, I think it's all of our business to be responsible, because the resources of the planet, as a farmer and someone who grows and supplies food and understands the food chain, we and all the way the food chain is getting screwed up by Monsanto and others that are trying to control the food supply and the source of food, we have been able to provide for ourselves and been what's been referred to as the breadbasket of the world. But if we don't get a handle on some of the things that are a problem, how we're dealing with regulation, driving farmers out of business, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, it's very unhealthy. We aren't going to be able to feed ourselves, never mind anybody else outside of our country. And so you wonder, people say, well, we're feeding more, the quality of their food isn't as good, but we're feeding more people. So, you could get into a debate about what's more important, the quality of the food or the quantity of the food.
Boy, what are we bringing? I didn't realize I was bringing out the soapbox.
Okay, well, maybe I should stop. This is one of those things. Yeah, well, you get onto it with the discussion of the fathering and having more children, and you said two is plenty and two is. I think that's it. All right, off the soapbox. Back to medicine in a matter of moments here. Dr. Ken Kronaus at 43 past the hour on Good Day Health.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on a drug that's aimed at inflammation and how it may lower the risk of heart disease and cancer. This drug fighting inflammation is really very important, as I said, both when it comes to heart attacks and strokes, possibly lung cancer. Research outside the study says findings represent a major milestone, proof of a biological concept that opens the door to new ways of treating and preventing cardiovascular disease. The drug that was studied is already marketed under the brand name Ilaris, I-L-A-R-I-S, but was approved to treat a type of juvenile rheumatoid arthritis when it was first put on the market, not heart disease. Drug works differently from the cholesterol-lowering statins that have become mainstays. Unlike the statins, it has no effect on cholesterol. Instead, it reduces inflammation the response by the immune system to injury or infection, which researchers have long suspected of playing a role in cardiovascular disease and also in cancer. Inflammation is like rust. It eats away at your body. Because the drug suppresses the part of the human immune system, it increases the risk of infections, including fatal ones. And that's the conundrum here. Half the people who have heart attacks have normal cholesterol levels. Researchers think that in some of them, inflammation may contribute to heart and artery diseases. But it's something to check out, no question about that. And if you have a cardiologist, it ought to be a question that you're asking, because you want to make sure you have complete information and complete fulfillment from the doctor's point of view. Never leave the office with a question. Always ask all your questions. Insist that you get answers to questions, because that's their job, as it's your job to take care of yourself and know what's going on in your body. It's 45 past the hour. This is Good Day Health. You can get the podcast and blogcast, blogtalkradio.com/Good Day Health for all of our health information every week there. Sort of interesting, a find on a find. You know, EpiPen and all of that, that settlement, $465 million. And didn't we have some news about the business of the EpiPen and what it does? Just for refreshment purposes here, what is the EpiPen and what does it do and why is it so important and why is it so controversial, Ken?
Well, sure. People who have sudden severe allergic reactions, which are life-threatening, we call these anaphylaxis, where the throat swells up and you can't breathe, your blood pressure goes to almost zero, and if you're not treated with an EpiPen, with epinephrine, you're going to die. And people who have these serious allergies need to make sure that these EpiPens are around. In fact, it's a good thing to have in your house. We keep them around the office.
Do you?
Absolutely. You know, we're giving out iodated contrast, and it's very rare, but some people
don't know. Do you need a prescription for them?
Yes, you do need a prescription for an EpiPen. And the reason why EpiPens became newsworthy was because they had a monopoly for a while on the market, and the person who owned the company, who now is having a lot of legal problems, tried to really corner the market and make these things incredibly expensive. Fortunately, now there are some generic alternatives, so the prices have come down. But EpiPens are very important. With a severe allergic reaction, they will save your life, and they're easy to use.
So the government fined them because they were charging too much. They had to pay a $465 million penalty. And I always have wondered, where does all that money go from these huge fines? Does it go to, in this case, would it go to research, or does it just go into the general fund? What do they do?
Like where your taxes go, I would imagine.
Yeah, into the general fund. So spend. You know what's really pretty interesting? I don't think we've talked about this, how Amazon has shown interest in getting into the healthcare business, making it a player. I'm not sure whether they want to offer services through their, they bought Whole Foods. They're using those as distribution centers, set up a corner office for home for, what do they call it, urgent care?
Yeah,
or are they going to become dispensers of you're going to get your prescription filled? And, you know, they have huge buying power, so they'll knock the price down of this stuff. It's very, have you thought about this or talked about it with your colleagues? What happens with Amazon?
I'm sure Amazon will affect the market in medicine as it has affected the market in almost everything, mm-hmm. The retail market.
Yeah. What would you do if they opened up a facility near you?
Well,
they can't provide the same kind of in-depth services, just in and out when you go to those places.
Right. And medicine is so personal. Yeah. So, you know, you're going to see the person and not so much the facility name. So it would depend on who they had working there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't go to a hospital because of the hospital. They go to the hospital because of the providers that are there.
Right, exactly.
So it's that's the uniqueness about the medical market.
Did you know, and do you care, that antibiotic resistance infections affect 2 million Americans a year, and 23,000 of them are fatal? Have we talked enough? Do we focus enough on that sort of thing? How the fact that some people are prescribed antibiotics that don't work and it's too late to get to the right one.
Well, we could spend a whole show, Doug, talking about antibiotics and how useful they are and how problematic they are. You know, the biome, and we haven't talked much about it, but the hot area, one of the new frontiers in medicine are these billions and trillions of good bacteria that live in your body, and they're discovering all these things that they actually do. And this is mainstream medicine and how antibiotics interfere with that. And we could talk about it on for a whole show.
All right. And we can talk about microbiome.
It's a new frontier in medicine.
All right. We'll put that. I'm going to put a circle around that for our next conversation. 10 before the hour with Dr. Ken.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
That's what this portion of the program is all about. The medical news coming from the journals as studied by Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Important news and information that he as a cardiologist uses as he's treating his patients. Brought to you by the folks that make Super Beats, a great way for you to maintain your blood pressure levels. Ken as a cardiologist will tell you why this is great for your body, your muscles, your brain, all that stuff. In a few minutes after we go through some of these items like the benefits of coffee. Here, this is an up and down. These surveys, Ken, up, down, sideways, coffee's good, coffee's bad, drink 4 cups a day, do this, do that. We like Super Beats better than coffee, but if you can't get Super Beats, don't know about Super Beats, and drink coffee, at least you know that you're not hurting yourself, or at least according to this study, you're not hurting yourself,
well,
right?
This is a large study. It was reported this week at the European Society of Cardiology. Congress in Barcelona, Spain. Remember, I was at the one in Rome last year.
Yeah, right.
A year ago when I delivered my talk. And what they report is, and it's a powered study, a lot of patients that drinking 4 cups of coffee each day can be part of a healthy diet in healthy people. Those who drink at least 4 cups of coffee a day, Doug, have a 64% lower risk of death from any cause than those who drink little or no coffee on a regular basis. And again, some people, this is an individual thing, they're very sensitive, they get palpitations with any caffeine. Some people, it doesn't matter. But if you like, I'm not recommending that everyone go out and drink coffee to live longer, but if you drink coffee, enjoy it, up to 4 cups a day, you're going to live longer, according to this study.
All right. So you've heard it here. Drink 4 cups of coffee. Hoo-ha. Kara and Victoria, you guys don't drink any coffee at all. I don't drink any coffee. Ken, how much coffee do you drink, actually?
Almost none. I'm a little bit of a tea drinker.
Yeah, okay. Super beats. All right, next item of interest from the cardiological, is that a word? The cardiological point of view? It is, isn't it?
Yes.
As a cardiologist and someone who treats a lot of people who have heart failure, what's the story on salt?
Stay away from it. Mm-hmm. More news from the European Society of Cardiology this week that too much salt is known to be bad for cardiovascular system, and a new study suggests it may even double our risk of heart failure. The American Heart Association, Doug, recommends reducing the daily consumption of dietary sodium to less than 1,500 milligrams per day. That means you can't use a salt shaker and get down to 1,500 milligrams.
Really? So corn and potatoes, all that. I never use salt. I've stopped pretty much using salt, as much as I'd like to stop using sugar or have sugar. And it's the same goal, right? And those who stop using salt, you tell people don't use salt. You tell people for the same reasons, kind of, don't use too much sugar.
Exactly. Right? It's all bad for the circulation.
Yeah, right. All right. Another heart. This is a very busy, active society meeting this week. Sleeplessness. If you don't sleep well, it's not good for your heart, apparently. I don't know. It takes a lot of heavy lifting to understand this.
More from the European Society of Cardiology this week, Doug, that poor sleep will not simply leave you bleary-eyed. It's linked with stroke and reduced blood supply to the heart. Poor sleep, this includes too short or too long sleep, difficulty falling asleep, and difficulty maintaining sleep. So all of these factors of bad sleep damage the circulation from head to toe.
Mm-hmm. All the more reason to strengthen your ability to get that blood through your system, and our preferred method of doing it, and also giving yourself energy so you don't need to drink a cup of coffee. If you are not familiar with Superbeats, Ken will spend a minute telling you why it's a great plan to have a daily glass of Superbeats.
We prefer this based on good evidence, Nobel Prize winning information from 1998 that we all need nitric oxide. It's a messenger in the body, helps to open up the blood vessels so the red blood cells can bring that oxygen from head to toe. But we tend to run out of it because we need to continuously get the building blocks of nitric oxide. If our body becomes deficient, we have problems. And you can measure it with the saliva test strips from Neogenes. And they have two products, Neo40, which gets your tank up, and then Superbeats, which serves as a big jolt of nitric oxide for that midday slump, or if you want to work out, Doug will tell you how to get it.
All right. Yeah, working out, this is very good because it does get the blood to your brain and to your muscles as you work out. Super Beats. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Call 800-655-4183 to get in on the Super Beat bandwagon. This is something more and more people are onto this. Man, is this great stuff for you. It really is all natural. Super Beats, 800-655-4183.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.